I'm Walter Parker. Hanover, New Hampshire native Daniel Lelchuk has been the principal cellist at Lauren Mazel's Castleton Festival for some years now. I had a chance to speak with him yesterday about Maestro Mazel. He spoke first about what it was like there Sunday after the news of Mazel's broke as the festival continued.
He died yesterday morning, which was Sunday, July 13th. And as coincidence would have it, we were playing a symphonic program that featured three works of his. He was also a noted composer on the second half of the program. And one of the pieces was The Giving Tree for a narrator, solo cello, and orchestra. And I was most fortunate to have performed that piece yesterday on the day he died with all of his family in attendance in the front row on his property. And it was one of the most emotional, surreal days you can imagine. And the Castleton Festival will carry on the legacy of this great man, who's one of the truly great musicians of the 20th century.
I asked Daniel what it was like in rehearsal with Mazel.
He would predict problems almost before they were to happen in rehearsal. And he would say something like, this problem usually happens here, and here's how we avoid it happening. And we'll rehearse this part slowly, or we'll pre-rehearse, as he'd like to say. He would start a rehearsal and say, we'll go from measure five, and then we'll rehearse a letter D and one or two other spots, and then play through the whole movement, and it's perfect. So he knew exactly where the problems were going to occur, and he solved them before they happened. And that's a combination of his great intellect with his great wealth of experience, 75 years conducting.
How would you characterize his personality during rehearsals?
Well, like many great artists, he had a range. He was, at some points, extremely charming and extremely friendly. And, of course, at other points, he could be extremely demanding, even harsh. And there are many stories about him, especially in that light. But ultimately, all of his demands came from a need to be as well prepared for the performances and as solid as possible. It all came from the music. And if the music sounded well, then he was happy.
Now, I assume you've worked with a number of other conductors in various circumstances. Can you encapsulate what is unique about Lauren Mazel, or was?
Absolutely. I've worked with a number of very well-known conductors and many fairly well-known conductors, many of whom are very good. What separates Maestro Mazel from, I believe, any other conductor is his ability to express everything he wants in his hands and his arms and his face. One knew exactly how to play a phrase only by looking at him, and very rarely did he have to stop and explain something. He could even balance the orchestra, the levels of the orchestra, just by pointing and directing with his hands. One knew the tempo. One knew the volume. One knew the color. One knew the part, his own part, played in the orchestral whole, only from watching the maestro. At the same time, he was very free to play with, because he believed that if a phrase was played convincingly in a well-executed technical manner and with clarity of line, then he would accept it, as long as it fit into his general interpretation. So he gave freedom to singers. He gave freedom to orchestral soloists. I was very lucky, for example, to have played some of the big operatic cello solos, such as that of Verdi's Otello. And playing it with him was an amazing combination of being able to do what I sort of felt the solo called for and fitting that into his scheme, which was the whole architecture of the piece. And he melded that cello solo with Desdemona and Otello so perfectly on the stage that I felt the solo was almost part of their love duet. It was living the love of Desdemona and Otello. That's how strongly he was able to link different things together in the score or the orchestra and the singers on stage.
Now, you must have had some moments away from music with Lauren Mazel, since he was in residence there at the festival. How was he off duty?
Yes, he was sometimes not in the mood to talk at all, and he was naturally a very private person, as many public figures are. But I remember one afternoon in March 2013 when I had played a chamber music concert there, and he happened to be in Castleton between a tour with different orchestras. And we had lunch, a big group of us there at his house, and then the others dissipated, and it was just left me and my colleague Eric and the maestro, and we spent about 4 hours with him just talking casually, him telling stories, telling jokes. We watched YouTube videos together. We listened to Sarah Vaughan. It was just an incredible afternoon, and he was absolutely friendly, totally open-minded, and extremely warm. And that was one of the most special afternoons of my life.
Cellist Daniel Lelchuk, remembering the late Lauren Mazel, with whom he worked at the Castleton Festival in Virginia.